Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Tech Doctor Podcast. I am Robert, one of the Tech Doctors, and I'm so happy that you've joined us once again here at Tech Doctor Central. Out there somewhere is the absolute best co-host in podcasting, Allison Hartley. How you doing this time?
Oh, I'm sure the folks can see me blush from over here. I'm doing well. I've torn myself away from my phone long enough to be on this podcast. So that should be a good idea. That should give you a good idea of how much I care about all of you.
Sounds painful to tear oneself away from their phone.
It was, but I think I've stopped the bleeding.
Okay. As long as you keep the bleeding intact, we're in business. Well, today we're excited to bring something rather new and fascinating and interesting to the Tech Doctor listeners. There is a brand new social media app that has really taken the worldwide community of people who are blind by storm. The app is called Voreal, or Voreal. That's capital V-O. R-A-I-L. Nobody quite seems to know exactly what that stands for, but we do have one of the co-founders of Voreal on the podcast, along with a Voreal user who is one of the first voices that you will hear when you download and install and open the app. And they're both going to help us unravel this new and exciting thing that we call Voreal so that people can understand a bit more about what it is and why it's so exciting. And then at the end of our conversation, be sure and stay around because I'm going to actually play for you 18 responses from the Voreal community based on a question that I asked the community about what Voreal means to them. So that's what this podcast is going to be all about. And let us begin by introducing one of the co-founders of Voreal. Tom, welcome to the Tech Doctor Podcast. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here. And please just, if you will, say hi to everyone and tell us a little bit about who you are.
Thank you for the opportunity to share Voreal and what's happening in the Voreal community. I am a product of the University of Michigan. I picked up my degrees there in business and Center for Chinese Studies. 20 years over in China doing business. And now returned home to the U.S., USA. And we love being able to use technology in a way that improves our lives.
I've heard you say on a couple other podcasts that you spent 20 years in China. Were you developing software over there, or what were you doing in China?
Yeah, it was technology. It was the internet space. It started in the late 90s, and so a lot of website, and then as the world went mobile, we went mobile. And okay, almost everything we've done is business to business.
Okay. So you spent time in China and then I gather after a while decided to come back to the US and somehow in all that decided to develop this app that we're about to talk about called Voreal. That's kind of a roundabout way of getting here, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think there's a movie that talks about the most interesting parts of life are the detours we take.
Exactly.
So true.
If you'll pick it up, Allison, and introduce our other guest.
Yes, I'd like to introduce Mandy, who was the very first voice that I heard when I signed up for Voreal. She gave a wonderful overview of the app and all of its features and made me feel so welcome. And I have kind of jumped headfirst into the community and haven't really resurfaced since. So Mandy, welcome to the Tech Doctor Podcast. And why don't you please take a moment and tell us a little bit about who you are and kind of what drew you to this role that you have in Voreal?
Hello, everybody. I am currently going to school online for holistic nutrition, and I've just started a couple months ago, so I have a little bit ways to go. I've been visually impaired my whole life, and I've always been interested in technology and how it can enhance my way of life. I got into Vorel kind of a weird way. Somehow I got an email and it was explaining what Vorel was, and they're looking for beta testers. So at first I was a little put off because I was just, I don't know, I've never been a beta tester, so I wasn't quite sure how that would work out, although I have a lot of free time on my hands as well. So I didn't do it for a while, but then one day I went back to the email, I saved it, and I said, well, let me just check it out. So I downloaded the app and just started exploring, and I was one of those people who gets super nervous when talking with new people for the first time or doing something new for the first time. So I was really nervous and I didn't know what I was doing. And then I just kind of got pulled into everything. I mean, it was so interesting. Everything was done with voice. So I really got into the asking questions or answering questions. And I really liked that you don't know a lot of people on here personally, maybe, but you get to know them through their answers, through their questions, and you kind of feel connected with everybody, even though you might not know them personally or have ever met them personally. So I just got really into it, and I started just communicating back and forth with ideas of improvements or bugs or anything. Then one day I suggested that, because I was seeing so many posts in the feed about how to do this, how to do that, which is fine, you know. But I was wondering if it would be better if someone received a little quick guide, tutorial, little tips when they first download the app to know what the heck they're doing. So I suggested maybe like a welcome message to make people feel welcome at home, so to speak, and to get an idea of what's going on. So then I suggested we do that, and that's how it started. That's how I just got really involved with everything, really. Made the welcome message. So
that's awesome. Yeah. For me, it made all the difference. You know, I was checking out this app for my own knowledge, and I wasn't sure because, like you, I am a little nervous when I'm just having a conversation with somebody at first, especially a big group of people that I don't know. Tech doctor listeners notwithstanding, I feel like I know y'all. But I just wasn't sure if this was going to be the medium that worked for me in terms of expanding my social networking. I'm already pretty comfortable with Twitter. But getting your message kind of made me realize, wow, this is a community where people care about the new people who are coming in and who might not be sure. And it really is one of the things that encouraged me to stay and to give it a try. And now I really love it. So thank you.
Awesome.
Excellent. And I think maybe we have hinted around a lot by sort of getting at that this Vorel thing is made up of a community of people, and people use their voices to talk to one another. But maybe we need to be a little more explicit in that Vorel is sort of a social networking community, in some respects similar to a Facebook or a Twitter perhaps, but Vorel is completely unique in that you're using your voice to communicate with one another. So you can go on Vorel and ask a question, for example, in the public area. You use your voice, your microphone on your iOS device to ask the question, and everyone on Vorel who chooses to can hear that question, and anyone who chooses to can respond. And so immediately you have this human-to-human connection because voices are so expressive and so personal. And I wonder, Tom, how in the world did you come up with this idea? On the surface, it seems so simple, but everybody else in the world was using text, using photos, using other ways to try to participate in social media. No one that I'm aware of has really stepped forward and used the voice in the way that you have until Vrail came along. How'd you come up with that?
Start with good team members. We bounce ideas off each other. We've been working together for a lot of years. And so everybody, it's just like with the Vrail community, everybody adds a piece to it. And Mandy is a great example of that. We have a great welcoming system because Mandy had the idea and Mandy cared enough to make it happen. And so another way to say it is necessity is the mother of all invention. And there's a Warren Buffett quote. I think he said at one time, the most important thing he's done is meet one new person per week. And the question is, how do we meet new people? It's a lot of these places, a lot of these chat apps and social platforms are good ways to change how we communicate with the people that we already know. But how do we go and meet new people? We can meet new people at the grocery store, at the gym, at the beach, if you live by the water, but it's a lot of randomness. And so there must be some way that technology can help us expand our social horizons. So we felt the need. We think it's not being met by Facebook and Twitter and Tinder. Those folks are great at what they do, but they didn't excite us. I wasn't able to take a look at Tinder, a photo, and then followed up with a whole bunch of text. I mean, a photo doesn't tell us about personality, and that's what really matters. We want to know someone for who they are, and then we can feel if there's chemistry. Photo to me is just like a candy bar. It might be entertaining, but it doesn't lead to healthy outcomes. And then text, I mean, the screen is pretty small on a phone, even though they're getting bigger and bigger. And do we really want to spend our lives texting away? For us and people of Vrail, I think we really enjoy the experience of voice. So that's where it started.
So Tom, obviously for those of us on the podcast here, which are three of us, are visually impaired and are blind. Obviously, voices are critically important to us. But as a sighted person, as you are, I'm a little bit surprised that you gravitated more toward the medium of voice than toward the visual medium. And it sounds like, for you at least, photos just don't do it somehow. And that surprises me a little bit. I wonder if that's typical for people who are sighted. I know you can't speak for all sighted people, but but it's just interesting to me that would be a real point of interest for you. You must yourself get a lot out of voices, I gather.
It's our soul. We call it knowledge with feeling, and it carries so much that text doesn't. Text, I think, is okay between people that you know, but people that you don't know and you want to get to know, voices, it's a totally a different ball game. And there's a comedian, the joke is, online dating is the process of spending lots of time to meet someone that you have nothing, you share no chemistry with. So I think it's without a doubt that dating sites on the whole leave a lot to be desired. And a big part of that is they're so centric or so focused on the photo, but it's misleading. And it's just like when you eat the wrong foods, there's such thing as empty calories. We think we're getting filled up, but we're not getting the outcome we want. And we need to make a change. And so I think someday sighted people are going to realize what a difference it is when I get to know someone for who they are.
So true. There's nothing more real or personal than a person's voice. A photo can be doctored. A photo can be presented in such a way that it flatters the person who may not look anything like who they actually are. And the voice can hide nothing.
Even if the photo doesn't flatter, even if the person physically is as beautiful as he or she appears on the photo, what does it matter? If this is the person, there's a long time ago, a person gave me some advice, and he said, find someone whose voice you like, because the looks will go and the money you can make. But the voice you'll be living with for the rest of your life. And so even if someone is on the outside as physically attractive as she or he appears, that isn't what leads to healthy relationships more than a day.
It's a great point. And I would honestly say that when I really think about it, what got me hooked and coming back to Vareil initially certainly is voices. I just heard voices that I was attracted to and found interesting and appealing. And there is an interesting kind of chemistry, at least for me, that develops between me and people on Vareil, even though we're just listening to voices. Did you have a similar experience, Allison, or how did it work for you when you started?
I did. I was able to ask some questions right away and contribute some answers and began to strike up conversations with people right away. I think that the thing that is interesting about Vareil and the thing that creates that lasting chemistry and those built friendships with people is that you are communicating with someone via voice, but you are communicating in a way that is different from something like a Skype or a telephone conversation. Each addition to a conversation as it's happening is one-sided and each response is one-sided. And in being so, it allows you to project more of yourself and have that individual project more of themselves into each response. Even if it's a shorter response, there is a more depth of getting to know the person with each response that you give and receive.
I take it, Mandy, that when you started, there probably weren't very many people on Vareil. How have you seen it change or grow, or what's happened from your point of view as the community has begun to develop?
Well, when I had Vareil, it was, I would say, at least around 20 or maybe a little bit more people, not very much. And, you know, it was nice at first because, you know, for me at least, as a new user, then I kind of got to know people a little bit faster, hearing their voice. But then once, it's just one day, we started getting so many new people in, and from 20 up to however many now, it was like a total, I would say, maybe not 360 degrees, but it was almost there from 20 and then just booming. And I found it quite awesome, really. You get so many different topics, so many different people talking, different voices from different places, different accents. And, you know, the list can go on. And it's really with improvements that people wanted, add-ons people have suggested. It still blows my mind away how fast and how quickly the app has changed, but in a good way, and how many people it has brought in. So it was still mind-blowing to me.
It is fascinating. And 24 hours a day, there are people all over the world in all different time zones on Vareil asking and responding to questions. And so it's always a vibrant, live place, no matter what time of the day or night it is. And that's one of the things that's fascinating to me. Tom, do you have any idea at all how many Vireo users there are at this point?
Well, I think the number that kind of captures what's happening in Vireo is there are over 40,000 voice questions, answers, and messages played each day.
Wow.
Wow.
And how long has Vireo been available in the App Store?
Since the end of 2015, but it's been in beta for a long time. So it came out of beta maybe a couple months ago. I mean, we're still in beta, but for a long time there wasn't it was kind of a placeholder in the App Store, and everything happened on the beta side. So people started coming into the general release maybe about 2 months ago.
So in the last 2 months, it's jumped from a small group that Mandy was talking about to 40,000 messages a day traffic kind of thing. So you aren't kidding, Mandy. It's growing really fast. Does that surprise you, Tom, or did you expect this kind of activity, or what's it like for you that this is happening like this?
The way we look at it is really appreciate that there's so many talented people, that the community has come together, and there's such a great diversity between ages, geography. There's so much talent, and people are making, the community is making great contributions in lots of ways, and it's an honor to be a part of it. That's how we feel.
It's a little bit like, to me, having a hit song or a successful movie or a TV show that people love. There's a little bit of magic here that you can't quite put your finger on, but somehow it seems like here in May of 2016, Vireo has really magically kind of hit that sweet spot. I think, you know, right now it seems like you really have a hit on your hands, and nobody can fully explain that, but it's gotta on some level go back to the, as you keep saying, the community, the people, the talent, the willingness for people to be vulnerable. And so given that it's off to such a great start, any thoughts about what will likely happen next, or how Vireo will evolve and develop? Right now, it seems to be a huge majority, as far as I know, at least what I've experienced, of people on Vireo are blind or visually impaired. But if I understand it, your idea wasn't just for this community of people with these disabilities, but your idea was Vireo could be great for everyone. And I'm just kind of wondering if you're hoping or planning to expand it to other people, other communities. Why not make it a real alternative to Facebook or Twitter?
The app has two interfaces. It's got an interface with VoiceOver enabled, and then it's got a visual interface when VoiceOver is off. So we built the app to be accessible to visually impaired, blind, and sighted users. There's an expression in Chinese about walking on two legs. So on the one leg, the community-generated feedback has led to the creation of about 600. We call them tech tickets. And there's still 200 of those tech tickets that are open and that we're working through. So the one leg is we know it comes tomorrow, and the next day is they're great ideas, and we need to build the technology around these ideas. And so there are lots of ways that Vireo is interesting, and to provide some technology to make Vireo even more useful. And then what you're talking about is what we consider the other leg. We're reaching out to other communities. I think someone over else said there's a community for everything, and we believe there are other communities who happen to be sighted, who want to be judged for who we are and meet people and really get to know somebody, and be able to expand our social horizons and and what we know and who we know it from, and use tools to do that. So we're reaching out to communities. We do it every day, and it's an open question whether there's some folks on Vrail say sighted users will never go somewhere that's voice based, that doesn't have the picture or the video. And there's another branch of the community in Vrail that says this makes as much sense for sighted. There's people out there that we feel were either too tall or too short or too light or too dark or too skinny or too heavy. And for all those people out there, there's a place where we don't have to be judged by what our picture looks like. And there's a place we can be judged by who we are and what we say and how we think and what we choose to ask and how we choose to answer. So we're working at it every day, and we'll see what we see in terms of whether other communities want to join in and experience for Rail.
How do you all feel about that, Allison and Mandy? Right now, it seems like one of the real emphasis of Vorail is a lot of blindness and visually impaired issues, people resolving issues with technology and people resolving, dealing with personal issues and all kinds of issues. But to some degree, at least, those issues seem to be surrounding blindness or visual impairment. How would it be to broaden the community and bring in everyone?
Well, I think that right now, a lot of those issues are being brought up on the community because that's largely who the community is made up of. I think that if sighted people joined, this is an organic community. It's an ever-changing community. And I think that, you know, the questions raised and issues talked about would sort of evolve naturally to include those posed by sighted people as well. I also think that it would be a really great opportunity for more sighted people who may not understand blindness or visual impairment and who particularly may not understand how we can do the basic things of everyday life, like walking with a guide dog or a cane, like cooking and cleaning for ourselves, like using technology. It could be a real game changer. I could see this, you know, if people, if more sighted people join, maybe they're working in HR at a company, maybe they own a company, and maybe having this exposure, not only to other sighted people, but to competent people who are blind or visually impaired, could be a game changer in terms of changing the face of employment for us. It happens one person at a time, one connection at a time.
That's a great point. How about you, Mandy? Any thoughts about more people coming in?
Oh, yeah. I feel what Allison said about people are just, I think, bringing up questions about or around blindness-related things, because that's who all is basically there. And I think broadening the community to anybody would be a great opportunity, not only for sighted people to come in and to learn or, you know, meet other blind people, for blind people to meet other sighted people and kind of branch out into different communities and get to know different everybody else. So I feel that it would be a great improvement for the community to experience other people.
Yeah, and another way that can work too is that Vrail is set up in such a way that questions can be sort of gathered together in threads. You can have a question and then a thread of answers to that question. And it's very easy to either dive down deep into a thread and listen to what's there, or to skip that thread and move on to something else. And so I think there's room for everything, honestly. If you join Vrail and you're interested in some of the blindness aspects of it, then enjoy the thread. If you're not, move on to something else. There is one thing that I would like to touch on that I'm really fascinated by with Vrail, and that is, it seems like, And you may have something to add to this, Tom, I don't know, but it seems like there is a real emphasis on people being encouraged to express themselves and to have the right to the to be free and to feel safe to say what they want to say. And of course, as human beings in this world, we know that that's going to lead to some conflict, some controversy, some people not wanting to necessarily hear or participate in what somebody else has to say. But there's one really beautiful thing about Vareil, and that is there is a mute button. And if you don't want to hear what a particular person has to say, you simply can mute that person and not hear from them anymore. You can mute them forever. You can mute them temporarily and unmute them later and see what they're talking about. But it just seems like, to me, that's so much of a better way to handle potential conflict or handle situations where someone doesn't want to hear something, rather than there being some kind of moderator or administrator who provides some sort of discipline. I'm fascinated by this idea of the mute button, but it does honestly mean that people have to take responsibility for using it. Any thoughts about that, Tom?
I think it's one of the greatest features of the app of the community is we have the ability to turn the other cheek, and technology helps us make it a little bit easier. The people have found me in private messages, and they say, are there any rules? Can I do this or can I do that? Can I promote my product? Can I talk about this subject? And the answer is, the rule is, don't get yourself muted. If you end up in other people's mute bin, you can continue to post all your ask-alls and your answers, and nobody's going to answer because nobody's going to hear you. And it's the community collectively governing the community. If someone goes out there with something that's abrasive, too abrasive, or isn't welcomed, or for just advertising that that's not done in a natural way, the person ends up in a lot of mute bins. And we, the community goes as far as the community wants to go, and as individuals, what we get is very much correlated to what we give.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. So that I take it that means that you as a co-founder don't have any desire to administrate or govern what happens.
Yeah, I mean, we took our company in China from 2 people to 700 people. And after we finished that experience, we worked on the next company, and we had a rule: no more people on the team than we can count on our fingers. And so that kind of relates to your question. Do we want to get into the moderation, play God role? Mandy, how about you? You want that role? Because I'm going to take a rain check on it.
With Vareil, the awesome thing about it is that people can express anything they want to. Whatever you want to talk about, people will talk about it. But then there's also people who are going to be not wanting to hear or get offended or anything. But having an admin and taking on that role and people reporting to the admin saying, what about this? What about, I think that would be a lot overwhelming for an admin, and it could become hectic and maybe not get the results that the people wanted.
I do agree, but I do think it's going to be a bit of an education to help people really get comfortable with that mute button if they choose to use it. It's okay to mute someone if you don't want to hear what they have to say. It doesn't reflect badly, or it isn't disrespectful, in my opinion, to press the mute button if that's what you choose to do. And it just seems like we're going to have to educate people about that.
I think it's going to be an education on both sides, not only on the part of the individual who might want to do the muting, that they can do that without fear of any kind of retribution or what have you, but also on the part of people who are putting their thoughts out there, not that they shouldn't express what they mean, but that they might have a greater understanding of the fact that words actually mean things and that words, like actions, sometimes have consequences.
I'd like to add 2 points to this. One is we get smarter with the technology as we go, and the community has suggested the ability to mute a thread, so we get more granular with this technology. Some people, there's things we want to hear what this particular person has to contribute, but we don't want to hear this person on this particular subject or this particular topic. So we can mute by thread. And Mandy's been one of the big proponents of making sure that happens in a timely fashion. I heard you, Mandy. Mandy reminded us in a really nice way that sooner rather than later is a good idea, mute a thread. So one is mute a thread. And then two is the education process. For the Ask Alls, there's a help tag, and the new folks to Varela are able to easily and in a natural way get help from the folks that know how Varela works. And so one question comes up is, well, if I mute someone, does the other person know? And I've heard that come up in the feeds, and there isn't any retaliation because the person being muted never knows they were muted, and since they never know they were muted, then they're not going to know who muted him or her. So there is a lot of education happens in Varel, but it's the community helping the community.
Well, thanks for making those points, and I love that idea that muting is really about a person, in a sense, taking care of themselves. They don't have to listen to something they're uncomfortable with or they don't want to hear. But it's not about punishing or sanctioning someone in any way. And to me, that's unique and something that has been missing from other online communities, if you will, because almost all of them start out really nice and pleasant and people really enjoying each other. But it only takes a few people for that to potentially start to deteriorate, because sadly, some people do like to just stir things up for the sake of stirring them up. And the beauty of it is, if that's what that person is doing and enough people realize that and mute that person, as you said so well, Tom, they'll be talking to thin air because nobody will be listening. And I can't think of a more effective way for a community to govern itself. And that's why I wanted to spend some time on this topic, because I think it's unique to Varel.
And even the folks who stir things up, I found in Varel are very intellectual in their approach to stirring things up. We have a reason for doing what we do. And in Varel, there's a lot of philosophy that goes into that seems to go into each question or each answer. Folks are really thinking, and it may look one way on the surface, but then we learn underneath, you know, why it came to be.
Yes, I've noticed exactly the same thing, and it's really a credit to the Varel community how much people have put thought into what they say, and also thought and passion. And that combination is a winning combination for anyone who wants to engage in a community. I know that there's been some debate about using the word loneliness in kind of describing Varel. It's a way of reducing or getting away from loneliness. And I think people are uncomfortable. A lot of us are with loneliness because people are embarrassed or ashamed to admit that maybe they feel lonely, even though it's something that we all feel. It's a part of the human condition, but it does have a level of vulnerability attached to it, because we're all supposed to be outgoing and extroverted and have 10,000 friends around us at all times in our society, even though we all know that it doesn't work that way. But So it's going to be interesting to see how Vorail shapes itself and moves itself forward from here. And I sincerely appreciate you, Mandy, and you, Tom, coming on to help flesh this out a little bit. It's worked just the way, honestly, that I would hoped it would in the way that we've gone about this. But the real exciting thing about Vorail is not us yapping about it, but it's about getting involved and engaging in the community itself. And so I'd like to start bringing this part of the podcast to a close and move on to the part where I'm going to let you all hear some of the community speak about their own feelings about Vorail to help you really see what it's like and to get a feel for it, and hopefully to enable you to decide that you'd like to download this free app from the iOS App Store and give it a try. But before we move to that, just want to go around the circle one more time and invite you, Tom, and you, Mandy, and you, Allison, to say any final thoughts maybe that you'd like to leave people with about Vorail. And I guess if you don't mind, we'll start with you, Tom, and then go to Mandy and then to Allison.
Thank you to Allison and you, Robert, and Mandy. And a big shout out to the Vorail community, and I look forward to hearing the voices that you'll be playing.
I want to thank Robert, Allison, and Tom for letting me be a part of this, and hello to all Vorail listeners.
And I'd just like to say thank you to Tom and Mandy for being such wonderful guests here. To all Vorail listeners, hi, if you are already a member of the community. And if you're not, hopefully this will give you some motivation to maybe give it a try, because only through growth and continued diversity of thought and opinion will we continue to grow. And I believe that we will. And I can't wait to see what the future holds for Vorail.
I've never seen a thing develop quite like this, where there is so much potential for human connection and a level of appropriate intimacy among people worldwide. It's been astounding to me how this has developed in just literally a couple months. So what I did was I asked the Vorail community to respond to an open question, which basically was, what does the Vorail community mean to you, and what keeps you coming back to Vorail? And we're now going to listen to those responses so that you can have a chance to really hear the community. And at the end of that, the podcast will be concluded. But please stay tuned and enjoy the responses. And if you haven't done it already, think about downloading Vorail and giving it a shot. And here we go with the responses.
Hey, Robert. Vorail, for me, is very, very good thing to speak, to talk English, to learn English, and to make friend who speak English natively, because I am in France and I don't have an English friend in France. And Vorail is very good for me to make new friend in other countries, discover culture of another countries, and how blind life is in these countries.
Vorail to me is more or less, you know, meeting new people. Hey, and if I find somebody on here that's single and has mutual interest as me, hey, cool. If it doesn't happen and I make new friends, and, you know, awesome. And meet, like, you know, meet new people, answer some interesting questions, get people's different perspective on stuff, listen to some, you know, great music from the musicians on the app, and just basically have fun. So that's what Vareil is to me.
Vareil is an opportunity to meet new people, to experience other people's lives or other people's points of view, and especially to meet new people from all over the world.
Hi, this is Paula from the UK. Vareil, to me, I've been here for a week now, is a brilliant way to connect with others in the same position as me, and that is other visually impaired people from all around the world. I'm here really just for kind of socializing, and also I love being able to help other people with questions, to answer their questions and to join in chatting, kind of on a general basis really. And it's also an easy way of being able to communicate, because as many of us find, typing or texting using an iPhone, unless you have a keyboard, or you know, you can use the dictate, but it's not quite the same. But that kind of thing is more difficult. I wouldn't say it's hard, but it's more difficult than just talking. And and we correspond by voice when we're visually impaired, and so this is just brilliant and a lot of fun. And people are very creative, because I've heard a lot of musical posts, sort of soundscape type of posts, and so it's not just questions, it's very creative as well. So I just love the variety, really, the wide variety of things that people are posting and the responses, and just being able to socialise with other people from around the world who are like me.
To me, Vareil is, and keep in mind, I've only been here for a week, but a really interesting community. It seems like we definitely have people of all different backgrounds, you know, beliefs, political ideologies, what have you, and we can have interesting discussions. And so far, it's stayed relatively civil, and I hope that stays to be the case, or continues to be the case. It's also, to me, a great way to sort of connect with people that I've only seen in text form, like on Twitter or whatever. And, or I've also reconnected with people that I haven't talked to in a long time. So I'm really happy with Vareil. And I have to agree with the person who said, I think it might have been Ray, but I'm not sure, who is a time waster, because it definitely is that. I've spent a lot of time playing with it. And but I have enjoyed it, though.
The thing that keeps me coming back to Vareil is the community of people, the questions that are asked, just the people that you meet, you know. Some people have, I mean, I've just joined as of last Thursday. Some people have already, you know, introduced themselves to me, just offered if I need help with, you know, whatever the case may be, to come find them. Just, you know, you meet all kinds of people on here. You meet people that are willing to help you. You know, everyone that I've ran into has, you know, helped me so far. It's just a really nice community. It's a place you can go to, if you have a question about something, to post your question in hopes to get an answer. That's why I come back. Because I know that, if I have a question, I can ask it, and I'm sure someone on this app will know the answer, or if they don't know the answer, they can point me in the right direction.
Oh, I definitely keep coming back for the community and friendships here. Being blind has kind of a isolating component to it. Even though things are accessible and we're out and about in our daily lives, I think many of us live in sighted worlds. in a sighted world with sighted people, and so just to be able to meet people that are living and experiencing the same thing that we are, and just have someone to bounce ideas off of as to what do you do in this situation, or what do you think of that, or even when it comes to more technical things like, you know, with different apps or computers or any type of devices, to have someone give their opinion or experience with that is really awesome. And it really was amazing. When I first came on here, I didn't realize that this was a chance to meet people from all around the world. And to me, that is really priceless. Just to, it just broadened the scope beyond anything I would have ever have thought. And if you told me a few years ago that someday you'll be talking to blind people all around the world, I would have never believed it. And I just have to say, this app has completely changed the quality of my life. And just to be able to make friends here and build these friendships and have a sense of community. So I have to say a big thank you to the developers who've done this. It's really been one of the greatest gifts I've received in a long time, so thank you.
Hey, Robert. Well, you know, I wanted to take a moment to respond to your VoRail question. What VoRail to me is a community. It's a community of, for the most part, really, really nice, friendly, helpful, supportive people who come together to support each other, to ask questions of each other, to listen to responses, to share a few laughs, to vent a little, to rant a little, things that we all need as part of the blind community. I've met some really nice people out here. Some people I already knew from other blind social circles or other aspects of blind social media. Some people I probably would never have had a reason to encounter before. So either way, it's a win-win situation, and it's great. What keeps me coming back all the time is the fact that no matter what time it is, day or night, there's always people active out here. There's always people posting questions. Some questions are thought-provoking. Some questions make you laugh. Some people post rants as questions, and a lot of times I find myself relating to what they're ranting about or venting about, and I want to post my opinion. Not necessarily because my opinion's unique, but just enough to say, you know what, listen, I feel your pain, I've been there, I understand how you feel, this is what I think. So it's a great platform for that sort of thing. And I think as long as the quality of the people stays the same or even improves as the community gets larger and larger, we'll always have that. So as I've said before to Tom and everyone else on the development team, definitely kudos to them. It's a lot of fun. It's a great place to hang out and kind of forget about your own problems and troubles and situations for a while. I know I'm going through kind of a rough stage in my life right now, and it's nice to just come out here and browse through the questions and answer them and have a few laughs and relate to a few people's rants and kind of put my own problems on the back burner for a little while I'm doing that. So that's why I always come back.
Firstly, Robert, permission granted to use this on the podcast. Secondly, in answer to your question, what keeps me coming back? Well, very simple. The different people you meet on this app. It's a great way of networking with others of us around the world.
This is certainly an interesting app, and I've been into it, just got it last night. And so I'm... just checking it out here, and notice some familiar people on there. Hi, Darcy and Robert. And, yeah, so this is definitely a interesting app. There's discussions about all sorts of stuff on here. It's pretty cool.
Hey, this is Noah from North Carolina. VoRail, what it means to me is that, one, it is a very, very interesting community and has opened up the pathway to more of the social networking aspect, because instead of just typing in text like in Facebook or any other app, this has allowed me to post things with my voice and then hear voices and answers from y'all. And I think that is what opened opened up my social networking based experience, because a lot of blind people, they tend to not realize that there is an app out there for social networking with just the voice, and this is the number one right there. But what VoRail has done has made it where I can connect with other visually impaired people around the globe so that I can better understand what they relate to, what relates to me in their way. My goal from using this app is to meet these people.
Hey everyone, I'm Nadim from London. So, what is VoRail to me? Well, I've only been on here for 3 days, and to me, it's been partly about having a good time, and a fun time as well, and enjoying myself. And other times it's been about sparking up discussions and being challenging, putting challenging questions out there for people to get involved in and discuss and debate. I kind of treat it like a talk radio show. So, you know, a challenging question is put out there, and, you know, that will spark up a challenging response. I think it's good to have dialogues. I love debates, and I think it's all very healthy.
The time is now 3 p.m.
All right, you, shut up.
What is VoRail, or VoRail? An interesting toy, a time waster, a sleep distorter. And it's interesting. It shows how small the world really is. Probably in a way that Facebook can't.
For me, having the ability to virtually meet new and interesting people who have a different set of experiences and backgrounds and insight. Also the camaraderie and just the cordiality that some people exhibit, and the ability for us to get to know one another on a more personal level, and just to hear good questions and to hear stories that make you laugh.
VoRail is addictive.
Robert, for me, VoRail at first just was a sort of novelty thing that everyone was trying, and of course you then try an app and want to see what it is like. But then I got into the beta version, and that really helped for me to stick around, because I liked the fact that you could actually give feedback, and that you might give better feedback when you heard the reasons behind something, and you might really get a dialogue going, and know that your feedback will actually be used and appreciated. So that is something that I like, and I like just when I have a bit of time, casually, as I call it, virtually strolling around, looking at the questions and answering the ones I like, and very occasionally starting a question of my own, trying to get a discussion going. So yeah, that is what I like. But I see it as mostly sort of casual thing. I am myself not a big Twitter or Facebook user, but I think VoRail for that sort of thing.
Hey, this is Moy. To me, Vorel is the only app that I feel comfortable and free to ask a blind question or anything. That my favorite thing about this app is the people. I feel like I understand them, and they understand me as well.
Hi, Robert. This is a good question. Voreal to me is a fun way to talk to people I don't know. There's somewhat of a close-knit group of us that kind of talk to one another from time to time. So in a way, it's kind of a mini family. And I keep coming back because you just never know what the heck you're going to find out in this place. And it's okay to use this if you like. I don't mind. But you never know who and what kind of question you're going to get. You can get something from the most outrageous questions to some of the most thought-provoking questions all in one day. If you only just scroll down the list a little, you never know.